Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. We have got an absolute fun show today. You know, across the country, we've been dealing with winter, and there's nothing better to start thinking about sunshine, good times in the spring and summer, or if you're building an outdoor space, maybe something that you can use year-round. Thanks for joining us today. I've got Jim Haas in from Blaze Outdoor Products, commonly known as BlazeGrills.com. Welcome to Around the House, brother.
Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
Thanks for coming on today, man. Well, you guys have really, you know, it seems you pop up everywhere. I always get, things in social media popping up every time I'm looking for something. You guys pop up because, to me, you're one of the widest ranging, you know, suppliers out there of outdoor kind of lifestyle cooking living products.
Well, we do anything that you'd find in an outdoor kitchen. Outside of the, we even have a Blaze Island too, but anything in an outdoor kitchen, we produce it. So, you know, grills, griddles, overhead ventilation, refrigeration, ice makers,
yeah,
sinks, ice buckets, you name it, outdoor kitchen, we do it. There are a couple of things that have been in the works for a while, namely a pizza oven and a pellet grill, which we get asked about all the time. Those are coming soon, I promise.
Nice.
I know we've been saying that for a long time, but they're coming.
Well, one of the things that I thought that you guys do that was different than most other, I'm a little old school when it comes to outdoor cooking. I love my charcoal, you know, and you guys offer a built-in charcoal grill and a Komodo style outdoor, you know, which
yes,
is cool too. So I love that.
Yeah, the Komodo grill that we offer is a really unique product, just in the fact that it's made out of solid cast aluminum as opposed to the traditional ceramic. It holds and maintains heat just as well, if not better, I think, than ceramic. It's absolutely unbreakable. I don't know if you've seen the durability tests we have online where,
yeah,
you know, we can have fun with stuff like that. But, you know, we're trying to blow it up and shooting at it and what we do here in Louisiana. So
nothing wrong with that.
And the really cool thing about it too, sales were a little slow. I mean, I think Komodo culture overall in general is not huge. I think it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
But we had actually discontinued the Komodo a few months ago, and of course, as soon as we tell people they can't have it, everybody wants one. So we are bringing it back.
Awesome. Well, you know, I don't have a Green Egg, and we'll just use another brand that everybody's familiar with, but I've got a different version of that from another company that's black. But the issues that I've always had with it is that in the Northwest here, since it's a ceramic coating on a, you know, like a big, huge piece of tile almost, you know, mine pretty easily started cracking and crazing. And even though it's been covered, my humidity was not kind to it.
you know, here in Portland with the rains, and it, mm-hmm. you know, it looks decent, but it doesn't look as good as the day that I got it, just on the finish on the outside. And you guys went a different direction, which I thought was absolutely brilliant. But isn't that Murphy's Law, man? It's like, you know, it's, you see that with restaurants, and I think that's why, like Taco Bell and those guys now will discontinue these fries and this taco, because all of a sudden everybody wants it again. And if it's there,
yeah,
it's just, it's Murphy's Law. It's Murphy's Law.
Absolutely. The other really kind of exciting thing about the return of the Kamado 2 is we're actually going to be selling it at a little bit better price this time around. We're making a little bit less off of it, but it's going to be a nicer price point. And it is absolutely the same Kamado. I've heard rumors, people saying, oh, it's going to be thinner or not as big or whatever. It's going to be the same exact Kamado.
Nice. Well, that thing's like, what, 1.25 inches thick? So, I mean, that's going to be a big – talk about even cooking. My gosh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice. I've got one. I use it as often as I can. It's, you know, harder in the winter, of course, when it's won't stop raining and you're trying to keep your charcoals lit, but
no kidding.
I use it as often as I can. I love it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then you guys are really known too as of having, you know, the different grades of what I call gas grills, which are so common for many people out there. And I'm not personally a gas grill person, but there's plenty of people out there that they absolutely love it. And you guys have different series of that as well, it seems.
Yeah, we've got the LTE Premium Series, which is kind of right in the middle, really nice price point, and definitely our biggest seller is those LTE Series. And then we've got a Pro Lux Series that's kind of for the serious griller, you know, a step above, heavier material, higher BTUs, everything. And then we are introducing another one at even a better price point. It's going to be called the Prelude. So look for that. That's brand new. We actually just got those in our warehouse last week, so those will be shipping out.
Nice. Oh, they're already shipping out. So I think you guys have those coming in like a 25 and 32, if I remember looking on there right. And those are cool, too, for somebody that doesn't have the biggest budget, right?
Right. That's exactly what it is. The Prelude comes in the 25-inch and the 32-inch. It does have, as opposed to the other gas grills in our line that have cast stainless steel burners, this does have tubular burners. They're still 304 stainless steel.
All right.
Still a lifetime warranty. But if somebody, you know, if they're on a budget and they want a little bit more than that, you can swap out the tubular burners with cast stainless steel burners.
Oh, cool. So you can kind of step it up into a mid-grade in between those two lines and still be able to do something to get you kind of in a Prelude Premium almost.
It essentially becomes the LTE grill, just doesn't have the lights and it doesn't have the rear rotisserie burner, but otherwise the guts would all be the same in that case.
Man, and your professional Lux, that is the Cadillac or Lexus there with the lights and the rotisseries and just everything on that thing. That thing, infrared burner, impressive.
Yeah, thanks. I love that one too. You know, I'll be honest with you. I wasn't a gas grill guy either before I started working for Blaze. Mm-hmm. I was always a charcoal guy.
Yep.
And, you know, of course I work for Blaze. Now I'm starting to learn the product. Now I'm seeing the difference between, you know, the premium categories of grill, whether it's us or, you know, someone else out there. And something that you might buy for a couple $100 at a big box store, because it's a question we get all the time. Why should I spend this extra money, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a whole different ballgame for sure.
Well, yeah, and that's and I'll be honest, that's really where my experience comes from, too. I have not cooked extensively on anything over than what I would say a $400 gas grill that you'd get at a hardware home improvement store. That's kind of my level of those. When I got into the higher end stuff, that's when I went over to charcoal in my big black one that I've got out there. But to be honest, you know, my wife is she would much rather go out, turn on the gas grill and use it versus with me cleaning it up, getting it ready, putting some charcoal in, you know, to me, it's the art of that. She sometimes would like to go out there and use it like the range and turn it on and cook on it. And so she does less grilling now than she used to because of, well, my affinity for charcoal. So I see both points of that. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I love the charcoal thing. It's the process. It's the whole process. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to love it. You got to have the passion for it. You got to put the time into it. And if you don't have the time, you go to the gas grill. That's all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what I've got to do too here. I'm just starting out my design of my kitchen as well. And it's, that's my grand debate of where do I go with that? Because I probably should break a little bit of that charcoal habit, because there's times, like everybody, that you're busy, you know, okay, we got this event coming home. We got people coming over to barbecue, and I got to give myself some time to get that thing ready to go.
Sure.
And, you know, and it's nice. One thing I did like going through on your charcoal grills as well, is you guys have planned ahead where so many companies have not, in that you can still be cooking and add some charcoal.
Yes. With both the Kamado and the regular 32-inch charcoal grill, we've got a hook and hang. You can kind of you hook one of the cooking grates and mm-hmm. kind of hang it up. You can add charcoal while you're cooking. And then with the Kamado, it's got hinged sides on the top cooking grate, so you can add without having to take everything off.
That is huge, because in the past I've gone and, okay, I'm going to do a turkey on it. Well, I got to mm-hmm. really plan my coals out correctly, because, you know, if I've got 6 hours going on there, it's tough to keep charcoal going that long, you know, at the temperature I want without having to add it. So it was always kind of a challenge with that. And you guys have done a great job of actually trying to keep that moving. All right, when we come back, we'll be talking outdoor kitchens. What you can do in an outdoor kitchen. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm planning one out at my house right now. So this is going to be a topic for me. And, you know, it's nice to be thinking spring a little bit. Maybe even summer with this winter we're having. We'll do that just as soon as Around the House returns.
What's up? This is Dick
and Satchel from Steel Panther, and you are listening to
Around the House with Eric G.
Yeah.
We love Eric G, and you should too.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, we've been talking here with Jim from Blaze Grills, and we'll get back to him in just a second. But more importantly, head over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook and Instagram. You can find us both right there. Like, follow, and if you have any questions, feel free to jump over to aroundthehouseonline.com. That is the website that has everything from video to the podcasts to all the different stuff, including some of the articles that I have written within that, and that's over at aroundthehouseonline.com. All right, let's get back to Jim. Let's continue talking about outdoor cooking and outdoor living. I'm tired of winter right now, so let's think a little bit about spring. Let's get back to Jim. Well, I like that you guys also really dive into, you know, the outdoor kitchen stuff. You know, you're not just a grill company, and this is where I think you guys really shine, is when you get going into outdoor cooking. You've got the islands, you've got the beverage centers, you've got the ventilation, and you can really design a high-end quality outdoor kitchen and integrate your stuff in there very easily.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a company that we've been working with, actually a couple of companies that build kind of prefabbed islands also that are just made for Blaze products, we sell a ton of them just for the fact that, you know, somebody wants a custom outdoor kitchen, but they don't want to pay a ton of dough and pay a contractor to tell them, oh, 2 more weeks and then 2 more weeks again and 2 more weeks again.
Right.
So they can kind of get that quality outdoor kitchen in a box, if you will, on that nice budget.
That's great. And then you guys have the which is the hard part of what I call an outdoor kitchen, the outdoor storage cabinetry stuff, because you kind of have a few options. You can build something custom with open shelves. You can kind of buy the pre-made boxes and put in there. But the outdoor shelves, if you do something like that, in many areas, trying to keep that clean is a lot of work. It's like having a kitchen with open shelves that's exposed to the elements. It's not optimal. And if your guys is with the drawers and stuff, you guys really have a system that you can build into something custom, make it look spectacular, and not have to kind of get stuck into pre-made boxes.
Right, yeah, various sizes, doors and drawers, cabinetry. We've got a dry storage cabinet as well because, you know, most of the time if they're just getting double doors, that's what it is. It's just a set of doors, and it's still open underneath. You know, once you open the doors, it's just open to the elements.
Sure.
So we do have dry storage as well.
Oh, that's great. So that's great.
Every kind of option.
That's cool. And then one thing that I thought was brilliant is that 15-inch trash chute with cutting board because you can lay that right on your countertop. You can be cooking, and it's just one less thing to open up in an outdoor kitchen. That, to me, is brilliant because you don't have that trash bag or something off to the side or trash can that's,
right.
that's attracting the bugs and all that other stuff.
Well, that is one of those things that it was recently discontinued just because the demand hasn't been there. But now that we've just brought that up, well, let's see what happens.
Oh, so you guys did. I love that thing. See, now we're going to start to – okay, everybody, jump on and order the Blaze 15-inch trash chute with cutting board. So, yeah, I saw that off your website. I think that thing was pretty cool. I was like, hey, that's, you know, I'm a kitchen designer by trade. So whenever I get out into outdoor kitchens, I start thinking of it as a kitchen again. So I see stuff like that and go, man, we should be doing more of that in indoor kitchens, let alone outdoor kitchens. So it's just a kind of a cool thing. And then you guys have really come out with a refrigeration line as well, which I think is pretty fun. You know, you're not running inside to get stuff.
Right. Many, many different options for refrigeration. We just put out a new one last year. It's a double drawer refrigerator.
Cool.
Which is becoming increasingly popular. Every time I turn around, there's more orders being put in for those. So, yeah, we've got four different refrigerators at this point, all different budgets, all different functions. The largest size, in fact, has different lighting options inside of it. You can switch the lights from red, white, or blue.
Nice.
We've had the standard red LEDs highlighting the knobs on all the Blaze grills for a long time. And then with that refrigerator, the color option was blue or white because, you know, red is kind of like hot, red hot. You don't really want your refrigerator looking hot. But
yep.
People wanted their inside of the refrigerator to match the outside of their grill, so we added a red light in the refrigerator. So there you go.
You know, it's funny. It's funny. I've had so many people that bought indoor cooking appliances only because of the color of the knob of the handle of that cooking appliance. They don't care that the other one's going to save them $3,000 and maybe cook them better. If I don't have that and throw the name of the color of the handle there, if I don't have that, the deal is off kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, right on.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times that's all they're looking for. In fact, we used to get asked all the time, can I get it with different color lights? It comes, you know, standard with the red lights. Well, we now offer different color light packages because people wanted it. So you can get, you can order blue, amber, or clear lights now to go on the control panel of your Blaze grill.
Nice. I do love the red. That's to me seems like for a grill to be the obvious answer to me. And I think that's
cool.
Yeah,
I would think so.
But that's really smart. Well, what else do you guys have coming out? I know we're coming into we're coming into what I would call people starting to think on barbecue season, even though there's a lot of us that barbecue season just depends on what layer of clothes or lack of that we're out there, you know, wearing for barbecuing. But
well, we've got other than the new Prelude that's coming out, we have an electric grill that's now available.
Okay.
That's pretty cool. We just got the first shipment of those in last week as well, and they're already flying out the door. It's got 275 square inches of grill surface space, which is by a slight margin, but is the largest cooking space for a electric grill that where you can plug it into a 15-amp circuit, and it's the largest grill space for an electric grill. So,
wow,
really excited about that one. We have a electric smoker that's coming out. That's cool. Going to be a built-in electric smoker.
And we'll get back to those new products just as soon as Around the House returns.
Hey, Hey, this is Ron Keel, the metal cowboy from Keel, the Ron Keel Band and Steeler. We are rocking Around the House with Eric G.
Raise your fist, make your stand.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Well, we still got the show out this week, even though I'm in Oregon here where we've had 350,000 people without power, or actually homes without power, and mine's one of them. So I want to thank Energizer Generators to keeping the show on. Otherwise, this would be a best of this weekend. You might hear a little hum in the background. That's just that generator keeping us on the air. So a big thank you out to them. Well, let's get back talking outdoor kitchens, living outside with Blaze Grills. Let's think springtime. Let's get back to Jim.
I think the last thing I heard on those, we might see them in March, maybe April. I hate to give a specific date because, you know.
These days, who knows?
Yeah, so those are the few things that are definitely either here or on the way. And then we've got accessories. We've got grill skins. They're stainless steel skins that you just put over your grill hood with different colors so you can match, you know, if you're working with a designer and you just want to mix it up a little bit. Or if you've got a dented grill hood, instead of buying a whole new hood, you could get a skin to put over that. And then it's also got a matching faceplate that goes over the control panel. I don't know that we have any official, we may have images on our website. I'm not sure if we do or not, but it's real. When I first heard about it, I thought, okay, whatever. When I saw it, it's pretty fabulous. It's pretty amazing.
That is awesome.
That really adds a whole nother level.
And, you know, that's such a, and, you know, I was at, or tried to be at the Design and Construction Week, you know, a few weeks ago. And with all of that, that didn't go as planned. But there's other appliances. yeah, I know, right?
Well, try it again at the same time.
Yeah, I did a podcast last week on my Pro Insider podcast, which is for contractors, about anybody listening that is in the construction building material trades, and I know there's plenty of you guys out there, but it was how to deal with failure.
Yeah.
And I was inspired by that. But, you know, when I was over there, I noticed that it's great that you guys are on this, but large indoor appliance companies have come up with really great color additions to their appliances, and you guys already have that taken outside, so it's brilliant. It's brilliant. You're on the leading edge of that, which is cool.
Yeah, the first we showed those grill skins for the first time at the builder show last year, and you know, frankly, we're just floored by the response, the really positive response. So,
yeah,
be looking for that. You know,
that is great. That is great. And then you guys also have like tailgating type stuff as well, don't you? The more portable stuff.
Oh, yes. We've got a little portable. It's built like a tank. You know, the running joke in the company, of course, is, well, it's only called a portable because it has handles. It takes two people to lift it. It's basically one section of our professional Lux grill.
Okay.
So it's got the big heavy cooking grates, the big H burner. It comes in at just over 60 pounds. So, you know, it's not ridiculous, but you know, people go, oh, this is a portable. Well, yes, it is. But it's built like a tank. And, that's another one of those things. People don't understand what it is till they open that lid and they see what's inside of it. And they go, oh, okay, this is keeping right in line with everything Blaze has ever done. You know, we want to be the baddest, the biggest, the best. And, so there's the portable right along with it. We also offer that, and it comes in a 304 stainless steel, and we also have a portable that's a marine grade stainless steel on the outer shell.
Oh, so cool.
Great for boats and, you know, salt water and everything like that.
You can take it down to the beach and not have to worry so much about it.
Right.
That's awesome. I didn't comment, but on your electric units, and I know a lot of people are going, why would I want an electric unit? There are millions of people that are stuck in apartments and condos where they won't allow you anything that is gas or wood in there because they don't want you to burn the place down. And electric does a great job for all those folks that don't have another option, but they can get away with that. So for all people out there scratching their head, that's why that's there.
That's why it's there. It's been approved for multi-use installation. Mm-hmm. So it's perfect for condos and apartment complexes. It's got several options on that too. You could buy just the electric grill itself has its own adjustable feet, so you could put it on a non-combustible surface. Nice. You can get a pedestal and side shelves with it. You can also get side and back rails to actually build it into a cute little island if you want to do
cool.
that.
Oh, cool. So if you've got a little bigger space.
So it could be a little
space,
electric built-in.
Nice. That's perfect for that condo outdoor space that you've got to follow the rules with. But
you're right. That was the idea.
Yeah, you can still put a cooking appliance in out there without having to set off the association.
right.
Great. Well, is the best way to get you guys over at blazegrills.com for people to take a peek at it?
Blazegrills.com is the website. We've got all the product online there, and we've got a dealer locator. There's a tab, I think it says where to buy, and click on there and type in your zip code and go see your local dealer.
Awesome.
We've got them all over the country. The pretty amazing thing too about this company is, you know, how new we are. I mean, the company itself is 8-9 years old, I think, is all. Mm-hmm. I've been there 4 years myself.
Nice.
And the 4 years I've been there, we've grown year over year on average about 30% every year. And when I came on board, we had about 600 dealers nationwide. We're now over 1,200. So there will be a dealer near you.
No kidding. No kidding. Yeah. That's awesome. Jim Haas.
No signs of stopping.
Blaze Outdoor Products, brother. Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invite. This is a lot of fun.
I know, Dane. It's the middle of winter, and I'm talking springtime, but we just got to look forward,
no,
man.
I understand. It's better to kind of prepare for the things to come, even if they're good things to come, and we want to do outdoor barbecues and have gatherings again. We're all trying to look forward to that.
We got to look forward to that. And you know something? I'm in the middle of designing out mine. When you head out, I'll take you back there. I'm redecking the back deck out there.
Nice.
And so I've started pulling up the off the main deck, all the boards off that. Super easy. It's a low deck, so there's no need for any kind of anything that just for pulling deck boards up. So it's nice. But that's where my outdoor kitchen's going to go out.
You are really done with winter. You want to move past this winter, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I'm, you know, and we've had an easy winter compared to most up until
now. Yeah, not too bad.
You know,
thinking about our friends in Minnesota.
Oh, well, just, Minnesota.
You always have a rough winter, but
Minnesota. I have plenty of friends. I mean, Dirt Monkey's up that way, yep. Right? So we've got plenty of friends up that way of the show. And the thing with that is they're just a different kind of tough.
Yeah, this is what they're built for. This is if they were here in our Portland area with what
we'd
we had over
fun
last,
of us.
Oh, absolutely, that would be nothing, and they would be laughing at us the whole
yeah.
way.
Yeah, absolutely. Though I would actually, you know, that would be fun to do. Maybe next year we'll fly some of those guys out, and we'll do a YouTube video of them just standing there over the overpass over I-84 making fun of people.
Yeah, that would be great. That'd
just
be
have fun. Them heckle it. It'd be kind of funny.
That'd be good. And the Minnesotans come over and
show us how it's done.
Why can't you drive in an inch and a half of snow?
Yeah. Well, and it was funny because I saw people commenting, and I'm gonna make fun of some people out there because some people had the right car, mm-hmm. but they had lowered it and put the wrong tires on. I can't tell you how many Audi Quattros out there that should have been just doing awesome.
They were slip-sliding away.
Oh, yeah. They had summer tires on, and they were gunning it. They had no idea what they're doing. And when you got no idea what you're doing, you can't blame the car.
Nope.
It was tire and operator error.
I mean, like, even me, I have mud and snow tires on my car. I was still fairly hesitant to get out on the roadways. Just, first of all, I can control myself, but I can't control other people. And I know that going out into slippery conditions.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Well, coming up here, we're going to have some other interviews here talking about outdoor kitchen products, too, because
nice.
We're going to be bringing on my friends from Moisture Shield Decking here in the next few weeks. We've got a meeting planned with them where we'll bring them on and talk about some of their new technology. And it kind of works well with this outdoor kitchen discussion because what they do is they're the only decking company out there. One of my biggest complaints with composites is I do love the feel of wood mm-hmm. under my feet because it's cooler than most of the composites. If I walk out onto a wood deck on an 80-degree day, it's warm. But I'm not frying my feet.
Yeah, yeah.
This stuff
is hot. Very hot to the touch.
Well, all the stuff except for Moisture Shield.
Well, yes.
So that's what I love about it, and that's why
you've talked about them for a couple years now.
Yeah, I met them a few years ago. We did the upper redecking up there off the master with it, and now I'm doing the same color down below. It's going to be great. But we'll be bringing those guys on here again here soon to talk about that. And it reflects heat. So basically, you know, on a 80-degree day, it's going to be great because I'm not going to walk out there with bare feet on and feel like I'm running across 100-degree
hot
block
coals.
I'm not doing the firewalk. And that'll be good. So we're going to be kind of working that whole process out, which will be great. But that's going to be the whole outdoor kitchen. I'm doing the DuPont countertops and stuff out there with those guys.
Well, and this is really now the time to start planning everything in the, you know, come spring and summertime. You want to start making those plans now because you're not going to have enough time to get the project done if you do it 2 months from now.
Exactly. And I've got some outdoor drainage stuff that I could really cut underneath the deck and go through there because that corner is kind of the high corner. So I want to run some stuff underneath that. So why not do it now and have it ready to go? Just to help control the water outside. So I can kind of plan around that and have it work really well. All right, we come back. We'll talk a little more outdoor projects just as soon as Around the House returns. Improvement source every weekend. Thanks for joining us. Dude, last segment already.
It kind of goes quick, especially, well, it always goes quick, but especially when we have a guest on talking outdoor kitchens and everything, it always goes quick.
Absolutely. If you have questions out there, there's multiple ways to get a hold of us. You can send a message over on Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, Instagram, Around the House with Eric G, or you can also post something up with a question Around the House Nation. That's our closed group where we do a Q&A kind of thing over there. People are posting up funny stuff, projects. This
memes.
Is its memes. It's its own little world.
It's a lot of
pretty
fun.
Cool.
And that's on Facebook. It's a private group on Facebook. Just ask to join more often than not, as long as you have a profile picture and you aren't completely new to Facebook. We'll probably let you in.
Yep.
But we do want to also answer your questions here on the show. Our numbers here in studio is 971-233-8992. And you're going to call, leave us a message with where you're calling from, what your question is, and a good time to call you back. And then Eric will call you back. We'll record it, and you'll hear yourself
you're
in the show next week.
Good to go. And well, I'll give you the time to walk through it. You know, that's the one thing when we were doing this live with call-ins. First off, sometimes it wasn't the best radio or that we'd jump into toilet issues and we'd have 42 different questions on toilets.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, potty talk took care of the show.
And it was the whole show, which isn't a bad thing, but we want to answer all sorts of questions. It doesn't matter if, and again, and this is something that I think a lot of listeners maybe worry about, is we're talking about generators and outdoor kitchens today. They're like, I don't want to call and ask a question about a generator because they already covered that. We don't care.
Yeah.
We will answer your question about generators or outdoor kitchens any day of any week of the year. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, just get a hold of us. And even if you're out there trying to figure out, hey, I'm not sure if it's if I get this one or this one, what's your take?
What do you think?
We're here. Yeah,
absolutely.
We're here. This is what we do. And a lot of people use that, but a lot of people just don't want to go on the radio as well. I mean, I get
totally
half a dozen to a dozen questions a week, which, hey, just super quick question that's not really radio content, but it's all good.
Absolutely.
It's all good. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about planning for outdoor living here. And when you're thinking about planning, like let's say this year you're like, you know, I'm going to spend some time out this year. I wish last year we would have had an outdoor kitchen. Lumber prices were crazy. I couldn't have got anything for an outdoor kitchen. Maybe this year's my year. So part of that process is, okay, if you want to put in, you know, all these different things out there, it's like any other project. You need to plan those utilities first. If you go, all right, well, I want to have a bar sink out there,
mm-hmm.
or at least something to clean up with.
Yeah.
If I want to have a refrigerator out there for drinks or other food for prep. How much electricity, how much water, hot and cold, drain, and lighting do I need to put in this area, and ventilation mm-hmm. to do all the things I'm going to do? And this is where it can get difficult. This is where it can get expensive. Because if you live in Minnesota and you're trying to put in, or Chicago, and you want to have an outdoor kitchen with water in it, you've got to deal with how am I going to winterize that so that doesn't just get blown apart the first freeze.
Absolutely, because then you've got so many repairs to do just to keep that upkeep year in and year out. Like, yeah. Every year you have to do that.
Like, I'm not going to do a sink in mine because it's not that far to get inside and get to the sink.
Yeah, true.
And in that area right there, it's probably the coldest area because I don't get sun back in that area. I don't want to be dealing with, when we're getting the 20s, making sure that I drained, flushed, winterized, plugged in heat tape, whatever I'm doing.
Also from the other, I can also understand if you're dealing with raw food on the barbecue or something like that, you don't want to touch things to get back. I can understand wanting a hand wash station, but I can also see your perspective of being like, well, it is a bit of upkeep to do every year just to make sure it doesn't completely bust on itself.
Yeah, and you know, it's also very far away from the rest of the plumbing in the house.
Okay.
Think about in my house that it's on the opposite side of where the bathrooms are.
Mm-hmm.
It's still 20 feet away from the kitchen. That's a project to get it out there, plus drilling through a foundation wall to get outside. To me, not worth it.
Not worth it. Yeah,
not worth it. But really, think about those things because you need to make sure you've got a way to get the electrical out there. Need to make sure that you've got the room and the breaker panel for it. So really thinking ahead before you just go crazy and go out and buy everything, make sure you've got that. Because if you're going to be building a deck around this, like me, I'm not going to be adding too many electrical things out there, really. It's just not – everything I'm going to be doing is going to either be wood – I like charcoal.
Yeah.
So I might do gas out there. I might do charcoal. Everything else, it's going to be good. I'm not going to run any other – crazy power that started wasn't out there. And part of that's just because I don't want to have to run all the electrical out there and do the cost versus value to me is not there.
Which is something that we do enjoy talking about. That is a very valuable piece to think about with any project.
I'd much rather put a nice grill in, you know, something nice to cook on, something just really dialed in. But I'm not going to put in, I don't really have plans for refrigeration out there. I thought about it, but I'd really... you know, I've got two ice makers in the house. I don't need three.
Well, no, and if you think about it, there's a lot of other alternatives when it comes to cooking that you don't necessarily need to be hardwired into electric on. You can put a smoker out there, mm-hmm. and that's all self-contained, and you don't have to worry about running utilities out to
no.
it.
No, no, there's a lot of different things. I like cooking on wood. I like cooking on charcoal. That's great. I'll have gas out there for that, but everything else is just going to be lit. And I've already got outlets out there, so everything else is 110.
Yep.
You know, probably my biggest outdoor thing that I'll have to do is when I eventually put a hot tub out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a wire for that. So probably what I'm going to do is if it's going to go over on that side, which I have to figure out this week, I'll run conduit out there so at least I have access to it. So I can run wires out there if I need to.
If you end up deciding to do so.
Yeah. So I'm going to give myself some options down the road, and that way you're there. Pre-planning what you're going to do and making sure that before you put in that big outdoor kitchen, that deck below, and we're going to talk deck in a future week here, but when you're talking about structure, you want to make sure that you've got the structure there to put it all together because you want to make sure that's going to hold. If you put an extra 1,000 pounds of stuff on there with a granite or a you know porcelain countertop on there.
Plus people.
People, you want to make sure that that's held up and it's ready to go. That way... you're strong. Guess what? That's
end
the music.
The
there we go. All right, guys, stay tuned. Next week, we're going to have some great stuff coming up. So we have some big guests ahead as well. And get a hold of us with any of those home improvement questions. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder.
And you've been listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G is produced by Designed by Eric G in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.